Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, it's the Instant Match Reaction. It was Lincoln 2, Liverpool 7 in the EFL Cup. I'm your host Paul Machen and I'm joined by Chris Pajak for this one. The caffeine still buzzing round our systems and of course all the goals seeped into our bloodstream throughout 90 minutes of heart, you know, stopping action. Apart from that 20 minutes when it got a bit crap in the second half.
In that 20 minutes, to be fair.
No, yeah. But it's like, you go up so high, and then inevitably it was going to be unsustainable.
Yeah, I mean, the start of the second half was ridiculous. Yeah. So everything after that was crap.
It was it got to the point where I was like, it's 4 minutes it's been played, and then there was like another two chances, and I looked up and it was like 5 minutes hadn't been gone. We'd had a goal, and we had both teams had really good chances in that time as well. That was, I mean, it's funny because it's just been it's a long hard day. And you have that moment in there where it does sort of it dropped off a little bit in that 20-minute spell around 66 to 86 where we didn't have a goal.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to be reminded of that because you do kind of go, oh, yeah, that was it was a bit sort of they could have called it. Like if that's a boxing match, the referee just goes, you know what, forget it, let's walk away from that. That first half though, Chris, in particular. I had so much fun with that game.
It was the triangles, like down both sides, whether it was the left-hand side with Tsimikas or the right-hand side. It didn't matter, and everyone just seemed to know the position so well. And, you know, to be fair, like, we've played well so far this season, but that was just some of the best football that we've seen. Constant rotation of positions and Minamino dropping really deep and trying to get himself involved and stuff. And, yeah, really, really good first half performance. I thought Nico was much better first half. Obviously, I said, you know, I thought he had an average game. Definitely better first half than he was for me in the second half and stuff like that. But I thought Grealish was really good in that first half, sort of spraying balls left, right and centre. You mentioned during comms, you know, about him pushing further forwards, playing a slightly different role maybe. I don't know whether that was something that Klopp wanted or not, but certainly two different performances from Marco there. And nice to see him. And Shaqiri playing in the middle of the park as well, you know, a good performance from him, all told. And yeah, I know Williams, the two Williams brothers, and I saw it in the comments a lot. Brothers. I saw it in the comments a lot that basically, you know, they weren't great tonight. And I think, here's my issue, right, with judging football nowadays, is he's either good or he's shit for most people.
Yeah, yeah.
And to say average is like a dirty word. Yeah. I just think it was an average performance by both of them, to be honest with you. And that doesn't mean he's had a bad game.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he's had a good game in my eyes.
They both contribute to their second goal, I think it's right. Or maybe it's the fact, you know what, it doesn't matter. But it's the moment Nico Williams gets himself in a bit of bother, it loses possession, Williams goes in to sort it out, goes to ground, misses it, ends up out of position, and I don't think he's immediately on his bike to get in, and then when he tries to get back in, he's just fractionally short of stopping it again. I just shrug my shoulders at that, to be honest, because look how makeshift that back line is. When the team's free-flowing and going for it, and at that time of the game as well, the game's dead and buried. It's dead, it's done. Complacency had crept in. Fabinho was a bit crap at the back as well, to be perfectly honest. You know, massive drop-off from Virgil van Dijk to him. I can sit here and do this. We can sit here and do this. We can sit here and pull apart all the bits and pieces that weren't great about it. But we've just won a game 7-2. in the cup. We never do that. Like this is the problem we've had with Liverpool, and everyone wanks themselves to death over Manchester City because they score loads of goals all the time, then lose 9 league games. But like it's because they keep going and they kill teams. We don't really do that very often. We could have absolutely killed Chelsea at the weekend, but we got to 2-0. I think largely we went, that's fine.
Yeah, let's just pass it around for a bit. There's no need to overexert ourselves.
No more points to be won. No, yeah. Whereas this time in this team gave us a real performance of a bunch of players who were playing for a bunch of reasons. Minamino, let's just talk about him.
Yeah, I mean, look, brilliant. Curtis Jones, he gave man of the match. I think it was between Curtis Jones and Takumi Minamino, to be honest. I thought his performance all round play was absolutely superb. I think it's one of those positions, isn't it, that it is very difficult to be so involved. I think Firmino makes it look easy at times, mm-hmm. but even him over the last sort of 3-4 months hasn't really had that type of blockbuster performance, and obviously levels to the levels of opposition and stuff like that from Lincoln tonight. But I thought it was an all-round brilliant performance. He was linking up play well, he was moving right, moving left. Obviously his finishing was first class there as well. Could have had a hat-trick as well, maybe probably should have had a hat-trick.
Yeah.
He has a really good opportunity in the second half, but really I thought he was brilliant, and that's what you want to see. Players who play against League One opposition or Championship opposition go on and prove why they're playing for one of the best club sides in world football. Mm-hmm. And Minamino did that tonight, and you know he can go on. And it feels like he's just sort of chomping at the bit of that first team opportunity. And I think if he gets a run of games, which he may not get a run of games, to be fair, he'll go on and he'll prove that he can score goals. But I said it during comms, Paul, I think when you look at Divock Origi, he always gets a goal,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't ever put in performances like we saw from Minamino. It's like if Minamino can put those type of performances in and get those goals, then you understand why Minamino's behind Firmino and not Origi in the pack.
No, 100%. And it was, you know, Minamino was everywhere. He was tireless. And that was one of the things.
There's a pressing machine for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just impressed with his all-round endeavour as well. And this is a guy, 2 goals and an assist for Minamino on the night. That's a great evening's work for someone who's really just starting to settle in. And now, you know, he looked really good when he came off the bench in the Charity Shield. We've then not really seen him, you know, had nor heard of him since. But he comes in and gets that opportunity. He's getting closer and closer. And again, it's worth pointing out, it works both ways. Yes, the quality of the opposition's a bit lower, but once again, it's a team that haven't played together. You're playing with a bunch of lads, and yes, you train with them, and yes, you're doing that, but you're in a match situation, and fine margins count. They count less against lesser opposition, but Taki, he was just doing the all-round things that you're looking to see from him. He's one, you can take that away, and Curtis, you mentioned him there. He's some talent, that lad.
Yeah, if you can't see it, it surprises me, to be honest, because he shows it every time he takes to the field. You know, it's that close control. I mean, you think of his second and the turn that he puts on that fella to get free there. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. And then he just takes a shot because he's full of confidence from the last one. But his first goal is a great finish as well. I think, you know, the defender is there. He can't bend it outside the post. He just does what he needs to do. I mean, the lad just knows where the back of the net is. And, you know, we've come crying out for a creative midfielder. And when we say creative midfielder, I think a lot of Liverpool fans just want goals from midfield.
Yeah.
And Curtis Jones is going to provide goals from midfield.
Yeah,
that's what he is going to do. It's what he enjoys doing. But he's just, nothing seems to faze him. And you know the best part of that performance for me, the first 20 minutes where we pressed the living hell out of them, you know, because we saw us do it against Chelsea and we made Kepa look like a fucking joke.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one thing doing it against one of the top sides in the Premier League. It's a complete other thing. It's mentality-wise to go and do that to League One opposition. That's what stood out for me.
Yeah, we see it, and it was mentioned there. Sabin Iliev is in the comments now. He's one of our YouTube members. Mentioned it about like how often do we put big crappy underwhelming performances in with mixed sides. Curtis Jones, I thought, typified it. A year ago we played MK Dons and he gets man of the match in that game as well, but I thought that was, I was surprised with him getting man of the match a year ago. He had a good game, but I remember James Milner setting the tone for that match and him actually and kept playing better because Milner just got a bit braver on the ball and what have you. Curtis Jones played that game like he was our best player. I'm not saying he necessarily was or whatever, but he played like that. Shaqiri played like that as well. We had a bunch of lads on the pitch. Minamino grew from minute one to being a senior lad, always looking for it, doing dirty work for the team. It was, you know, again, you can't, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't when you talk about these games as a fan, because you're a fan of the big dog, the big team, the team that's got the expectation to win, and as though, and then you get this like weird football like counter negativity thing of like, well, it's only League One, Lincoln. Yeah, but fuck off, stop being a bore. Like, you've still got to go out there and win. And I think people have short memories. We mentioned it in commentary. We've made such a hard go of so many lower league opposition. We've got this in our heads. Liverpool get our draws. City get all easy draws. You've still got to go out there and motivate yourself. Complacency is the biggest issue. Your senior players, who are your established first teamers, they don't give a fuck because they don't want to go and get injured against some no marks when they've got a big game coming up on the horizon. Your fringe players don't give a shit because they don't want to get injured because they don't want to have a move. And your young lads are young lads. And then this is how we caught up against Shrewsbury. Lovren wasn't fit and was a bit crap.
Yeah.
Matip wasn't fit and was a bit crap, or Fabinho was in that game as well, same. And then like the young, like Harvey Elliott got kind of swamped as a result, and Curtis Jones actually okay in that game, but Minamino even played in that and looked okay. But it happens. You see, these today was a great example all across the pitch of lads going about their business. We should be battering a team like that. Hey, we did, give them credit.
Yeah. You can pick apart the defence if you want to, but there's no need. We scored 7 goals.
Yeah.
You know, the defence is part of that. Mm. It's a team performance at the end of the day. And look, I say, the mentality of that tie tonight, and also with them, I think Jürgen does prefer, where he can, to play his first team, doesn't he? You know, the front three, mm-hmm. the back four, the back five, actually. So take your chances when they're available. Otherwise, you know, you might just get yourself up to number 13 or number 12, you know, the first sub that comes on, and that's what Kurt and Minamino were fighting yeah. for. And as the probably the two lads who maybe with injuries are the closest to that, well, they're the two lads who've just had man of the match performances. And it's now up for Shaqiri to say, look, boss, I am a good player. Now it's up to him to stay fit. Because if he is and he's going to play like that and he wants someone coming off the bench, you can maybe do something a little bit different from set pieces. I mean, he proved inside 3 minutes there or whatever it was, that what a finish that is. Yep. And his delivery is constant threat all game long from corners as well.
Our squad is better for having Jürgen Shaqiri in it.
They're not. Of course.
And I think we'd have realised that if we'd been fit. But we have this attitude, I think, sometimes. We did this with Daniel Sturridge. And it didn't help when Klopp came out and did his "you need to know the difference between pain and real pain" thing. But no footballer wants to be injured and not play footy. Largely, maybe Lazar Markovic, and maybe like Julian Dixon, Neil Ruddock, but you know, few and far between. Most football players actually want to go and do it because it's the life they've built their entire lives to get into this position. To not be able to do is actually more devastating than anything else. Shaqiri, if and it's a big if, and it will remain an if because we might not see him now for another 2 months or whatever. It's his first start since December, says a lot. He is good enough. He's better than most players in most teams in the world.
Mm.
He's better than most of the players in 12 of the Premier teams in the Premier League. Definitely. He's better than a lot of the players in teams that are a little bit above that. So cup competition sound. If you have to drop him in as one of a three in a front three, fine. As long as you've got your two of your other good lads. Fine, as you say, he's a threat from set pieces. He's got a great delivery on him. He's very talented. He's very confident on
and now
the
he's a midfielder.
And now he's a midfielder as well. Like, yeah, who knew and dude?
What is he, about 28, 29 years old?
Yeah, he's the same age as the front three. So he's like, yeah, if he's not 29 yet, he will be within the year. Just want to say,
we're going to see him as a DM next year, aren't we?
Yeah, why not? Too little. Welcome to Jordy, lad, who's joined as a first team. We ended up as centre half, didn't he? Even worse. Jan/Jan Evans upgraded to club legend. Wow, you get access to the Monday Final Word show, or this week will be the Tuesday Final Word show because Arsenal's on the Monday. So yeah, you get a 60-minute show after we play Arsenal next week, exclusively for club captain and club legend members over on YouTube. Of course, if you subscribe to theredmentv.com, you get the lot. You get audio versions as well, so if you want the podcast versions of what we do, so you can listen to it natively on the go, on your app with the ability to close your phone phone and save your data and all that kind of stuff. You can get all that stuff as well, and all the extra features, bonus interviews with Liverpool players and legends past and present.
Interesting one here, though, from, I think it's I Am Batman. Katie gets a good run of games and gets injured, so frustrating. Now, that then meant that Conor Kerr was like, is Katie injured? And I was like, no, he's not injured,
It's apropos of nothing, I believe you say about that comment. I've seen a few of them. Like, the Batman knows many things, but sometimes you've got to look at it, a lunatic weirdo who dresses up in tights and runs around in the night. Should we be idolising people like that? Yes, we absolutely should. Why? Because he's Batman. Savin Iliev's dropped a super chat in as well. So thanks for all your work, Red Men. We appreciate it. Thank you, Savin. Appreciate you amongst the most of all the people on the earth. Thank you for being a member as well. Yeah, really, really interesting performance all around. Plenty of positives to take.
What do you think of Adrian tonight? I thought he was really good.
He made loads of really good saves, and then inevitably, and this is true of all goalkeepers who aren't super, super mega, and the attitude of all goalkeepers, if eventually teams have lots of shots at you, you're going to concede a goal and things are going to happen. He's probably at fault for that. You know, he gets lost under the header, the one that goes in off the crossbar. I'd like to see him. You stay on your line or you go and claim it. Simple. That's a thing. But it happens. It happens all the time. I'm not asked. We know what Adrian is. I can't be asked. It seems a bit reductive to criticise Adrian because we know what he is. It's a bit reductive to criticise Rhys Williams because he's an 18-year-old debutante dropped in alongside a young up-and-coming right back.
I get what you're saying, Paul, but is he good enough?
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Whatever. a makeshift defence against a team that decided to throw the kitchen sink at us, because why not, with all that happens in there. I mean, again,
I know it's dead annoying, he's less than half our age and he's playing for Liverpool.
Yeah, good on him. Probably not for much longer though, because he's rubbish. No, I'm only joking, he's fine. But no, I mean, look, again, just worth pointing out on him, Chris. I mean, I don't know what's going on with Seth Vandenberg. It's mad that he didn't get the nod today for me.
Especially when Keanu Hoover gets sold. Because you just think, well, Seth must be the one of those two, essentially.
Given that him and Kometio were in rotation in pre-season, they'd split halves, you know, and then Kometio gets the nod to be on the bench in the Community Shield. A bit mad, but then this is the point. Our pecking order of defence goes Virgil van Dijk, Gomez, Matip, Fabinho, then Kometio / Vandenberg.
It did.
Then, for the sake of argument. And then apparently now goes this Williams lad. So, I mean, he's just come in. He was on loan at Kidderminster last year. He's 18. I think he's 18 years old, making his debut. You know, fine. It's absolutely fine. Focus on the positives. You should always focus on. I know people like to focus on the negatives, and that's fine. People can live the life they want to live. 7 goals we scored today.
Lovely.
We put on a show. A second string Liverpool put on a show. My favourite goal is a toss up between Minamino's, mm-hmm. because it's just
the first one.
Minamino's first one, the really good one. You know, when he just strides onto it and bends it into the top bin, and possibly, to be fair, Shaqiri's free kick is postage stamp, top in, dinks off the crossbar. It's as perfect a free kick as you're likely to get. What about you?
Shaqiri's. Yeah, I think Shaqiri's. And then, they're the two. They're the two standout goals there. Mm-hmm. I liked the controlled finish of Grealish. I think that's more difficult than it looks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's one of them where you can quite easy, when it's coming across your body like that, just blam it wide. So I like someone who can just hit a ball straight, but I think the keeper probably should have done a little bit better.
Yeah.
Wasn't quite in the corners. But I do like the fact that he placed that shot with power into the bottom corner.
Absolutely. Lastly then, before we wrap up, Jacob Randall with £2 super chat. We are champions, champions, champions.
Champion.
Indeed. Champions of England, champions of the world. And through to the fourth round of the EFL Cup. Next week we will play Arsenal. We will have you covered. There will be another fan zone watch along on the channel live here for the Arsenal game on Monday, but plenty more content to keep you entertained until then. The final word show on this game, 45 minutes to an hour, will be available on the redmentv.com, and of course we will build up to the Arsenal game for free here on YouTube as well. But if you like what we do, you've got a number of ways in which you can support us. You can become a YouTube member where you get access to the emotes notes and use it for using the live streams. You get discounts on merch and tier 2 and tier 3. Get that bonus show every Monday. And of course, if you want to do the full package and get the real best value for money in what we do, subscribe to theredmentv.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.